Yeah, I use Google all the time.
Okay, me too. Okay, and here's Paul to apply that rate.
Hi there, Glenn. Glenn, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul, and I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions you have, and then because your business itself is officially fairly young, she did want me to apply that new business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and of course, I know that you're familiar with that local map, that PAC result. That is where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. So people without knowing the name of your company will find you, even find a website for you. They'll pick up the phone, they'll call you directly. So our job is to create the content that Google and Bing look for. It's almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown. Everything from, say, a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, dozens of directories known to the public or unknown. They're all equally important to Google, talking about your services and service area, kind of reassuring Google that if someone were to call you, you could, in fact, provide those services. Now, of course, we would also want to make sure that the people who see you on the first page have the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. We would want to include a website for you as well so we can talk about your experience, your services, put before and after photos on there also. Now, of course, with a travel area of maybe even 50 or up to 100 miles, I would also want to include a full social media campaign, Facebook paid ads, so we can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, the best part about it is you do see reduced pricing, being that your company is new. Tara put in the notes that you kind of were doing it before, but now it's official. So with that reduced rate, you'll actually save a little over 50%. You're going to save $300 every month that you choose to use the service. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. As long as you stay with us, that reduced rate does stay with you. And it does bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. That would be the exact amount it would bill once a month for that amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing that lead down. Like I said, the calls will come directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Now, Glenn, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm currently on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
And Home Advisor / now
Angie's. Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that. So that's a lead-based.
Yeah, if you're familiar with them, you know there's a sign-up fee, then there's additional fees.
That's what I hear. So, yeah, you pay for every lead. It can be pretty costly when you're paying for a lead, and then you know the same lead that you get gets sent to a handful of your competitors. So a lot of the times you're kind of in a bidding war or dealing with a potential customer expecting several bids, or they might not even answer the phone because they talked to one of your competitors already. But this, like I said, is very different than that. You're putting your business right where people are looking when they need someone. With the calls coming to you, it's going to be a very high conversion rate. Now,
do you don't have to tell me. I'm all about Google.
Do you have photos of some of that you've been? Okay, good.
I have hundreds of photos. I take photos of every job. So,
nice.
I've worked for some of the big companies that do, home improvement, contracting, water install. I left them because their pricing was just ridiculous. I mean, they're charging 10, 15 grand for a $1,500 job.
Wow.
And,
wow. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, it's
so
great for me.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but,
you can provide a quality service at a fair price. Now, for A-plus
yeah.
Handyman, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper or a crew?
So I have several contractors
okay.
that if I need them, I can call upon them. And likewise, if they have work requiring extra help, they contact
yeah.
me.
Nice.
So,
you can do big jobs and small jobs.
That's correct.
Nice, yeah. So, of course, when the calls come to you, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, whether it is that bigger job that will pay you well or the small job you can get done quickly and move on to that next one, maybe even just the materials involved being a higher profit margin. So this is going to keep you kind of working smarter and being profitable at the end of the day. Now, a lot of the times what I'm able to do, and I'm going to see here if I can include the website at no additional cost, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So you can always send new photos or videos, and we can add that to your website. I mean,
I take photos, like I said, I take them
of
every job. So.
That's good. So we can keep your website updated and, you know, really showcase the work that you want people to see. And, of course, that's going to get you those quality calls from people who know that you do exactly what they're looking for. Now, you'll get a detailed
right.
reporting and tracking system as well, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from, even the breakdown of keywords and search phrases and how many times you're popping up for each of those searches. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. They'll be calling your number directly. There will be a contact form or a lead form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, Glenn, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not going to be paying extra for those leads either. But anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking and your reporting so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from,
That saves a lot of overhead time.
Of course. Did you have any other questions for me at this point?
No, it's all about pricing and return on investment. $299.93.
Sure is. Yeah, and that's the exact amount. Like I said, you're not paying per click, call, lead, or job, not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that, and it is going to be a fixed rate, so no matter how long you stay with us, that reduced rate is going to stay with you. Now, the name of the business as you want it branded, is it A-plus Handyman Cedar Park?
A-plus. Yeah, A-plus with the plus sign not spelled out.
Not spelled out, right.
Just because I found that shows up prior to plus.
Yeah.
spelled
uh-huh.
out.
Okay.
Marketing tip. A-plus
handyman
in Cedar Park.
Okay. And then is the phone number that we are speaking on, is this the business number? Is this the number you want your customers to call?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then, Glenn, is it also a smartphone? Can you receive text messages
yep.
on this number? You can. Okay, perfect.
Absolutely, yep.
Wonderful. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out that lead form on your website, you will get text messages as well as emails. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website so people will be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you from time to time. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
So I currently only have my personal Gmail account, but I would love to establish a Gmail account for the business that's linked or associated to my Google account, if you will.
Yeah, sure, I gotcha. So for now, like I said, everything will be sent out to your personal email, but your personal email will not show on anything online, so your potential customers won't see it. What is a good email address, your personal email currently?
So it's GVAM Golf Victor Alpha November Sierra India Charlie Kilo Lima Echo the number 1 at Gmail.
At gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. And then, what is your last name, Glenn?
Van Sickle, two words, V-A-N, Victor Alpha November, second word, Sierra, India, Charlie, Kilo, Lima, Echo.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And then, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, your service base, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address or particular showroom.
No, that is correct.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, Google expects things to be that way for service-based companies. They don't expect people to come to you. In fact, even if you had, like, an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google will not list a physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and kind of knock on your door any more than you.
Right. Exactly. And I do have a physical office, but I don't list that.
Right. Gotcha. I did see on Angie Leads, I think Tara found it when she was looking for your website, the Angie Leads or Home Advisor powered by Angie. It does have 906 Jerry Lane. Is that your residence?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, it's not the first time I've seen inaccurate information there.
Yeah, my physical address, my home, where I'm speaking to you now from, is 1906 Jerry Lane, Cedar Park.
Okay, 1906.
That's correct.
All right, gotcha. So Google's going to want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. They do prefer to use the U.S. Postal Service, so they may send you a PIN card, or a lot of the times they'll do like a video verification where they have you start your service vehicle and things like that. That's become a lot more common, whereas before it was pretty uncommon. But once they know that you're an active business.
No problem. I've gone through background checks and all that. I was in defense for 40 years as a senior program manager running, you know, multi-million dollar contracts.
Okay.
All over the world. So, yeah, no issue there whatsoever.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Van Sickle, I did just want to make sure, is Glenn G-L-E-N or two N's?
Two N's.
Okay. That's how Sarah had it. Just wanted to make sure. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule a follow-up call. We'll have one of our technicians give you a call, to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we'll talk in detail about your services and where you want to provide those services. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Glenn, it actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, and even including a website. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep, no problem.
Okay. And Glenn, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Van Sickle, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Glenn, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Okay, so you're looking for me to answer.
Correct, yes. I mean, I actually have that as A-plus Handyman Cedar Park with the plus sign, not the word P-L-U-S spelled out. So is that accurate? Is that correct?
That is accurate. That is correct. A-plus with the plus sign, not spelled out.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Van Sickle, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yes, so my name is Glenn Van Sickle. I am the owner, proprietor, operator of the business.
Okay. And then as the owner of A-plus Handyman Cedar Park, Glenn, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That is correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Glenn, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Van Sickle, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Glenn, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Within, so my stats say 2 minutes to 2 hours, so
okay. That's perfect. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Home Advisor. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Glenn, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. VanSickle, that's fair enough, right?
Yes. So, and to clarify, I thought I stated earlier, I'm also currently on Facebook Marketplace. In
right.
fact, that's where I started. And Andy.
Until
yesterday, they were Home Advisor. Today, they're
Angie Lee. So, I mean, it actually does still say Home Advisor powered by Angie. And the,
my goal and motivation would be to drop both of those and go with one provider. Google would be awesome.
That's actually what I prefer. I mean, like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause, but I mean, once we get your phone ringing, a lot of my clients do, or at least did, have a lead-based service, whether it's the Angie's or Home Advisor or something like Thumbtack or Networks, CraftJack. Most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, will either keep their leads paused, cap them at a lower amount, or like you said, just shut off the service altogether once we get your phone ringing.
I think
everyone prefers to get calls directly versus chasing down leads. So we're going to do
The leads I'm getting from Angie specifically are insane. There's no information.
I've heard that and worse before. Going back even before it was Home Advisor, gosh, about 9-10 years ago, it was called Service Magic. Same company, they just changed the name. So I've definitely talked to business owners over the years who have kind of expressed that same idea there.
Everybody uses Google. I use Google, so yeah.
Right. Google it, right? I mean, that's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call or we need information. What we're going to do is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information that's online for your business is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions...
I'm online all the time. In fact, I'm online right now.
Perfect, yeah. So with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the website included at no additional cost, and then, of course, with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 18th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Glenn, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means, of course, that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. Glenn, you can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if it were necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Glenn, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Van Sickle, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Glenn, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Glenn, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And, Mr. Van Sickle, on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
No, it is my name.
Okay. First and last, or any middle initial?
Middle initial, H.
You said H, okay, and then you said you said H like Henry, not A like Adam, right?
H like Henry.
Okay, and then you said it was a Visa card, Glenn. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do, and then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yes, 4388. 5761 3079 0275.
Okay. And then, Glenn, the expiration month and year?
0424.
And then, Mr. Van Sickle, the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
735.
Okay, so I have 735, and then April or 04 of 2024 for the expiration date. And then, Glenn, was the card itself 4388-5761-3079-0275?
That is correct.
Okay, and does that bill at the 1906 Jerry Lane in Cedar Park, 78613?
That is correct.
Okay, so Glenn, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And Glenn, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email through our automated system in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, I did just get a message back from our finance department that we were not able to process that payment on that particular card. No direct indication as to any inaccurate information that I have here, and I did verify things. So is the $299 available on that card? Is there maybe like a security protection
nope,
on there?
Nope, it should be available.
Okay.
I just used the card like 2 hours ago.
Okay. Sometimes our system just has a little bit of a hiccup and I just have to re-enter the information. But I do have the expiration as April or 04 of 2024. And then the code on the back, the code on the back is 735, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So the card number itself's been encrypted at this point. All I can see is the last four, the 0275. Glenn, if you don't mind just reading that card number back and then I can try to re-enter it into our system and see if it accepts it this time.
No problem at all. 4 3 8 8 5 7 6 1 3 0 7 9 0 2 7 5 7 5.
Okay. Let me update that in our system and see if there's a confirmation number that I can get here. Okay, so I think at this point it might be because we're not in Texas trying to process that payment. Our headquarters are actually in California. So it might just be that you have to approve it with your bank. What I can do is just kind of process this payment in a half an hour or so. And let me look right now to the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. We could actually get you in at 1 o'clock if you're available at 1. And then this afternoon, it looks like there's a 3 o'clock and a 4 o'clock available. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would you want something at 1 or would 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock work out better for you?
Well, 3 p.m. would work out better.
3? Okay. So we're going to schedule it from 3 until 4. The call itself might get to you just a few minutes after 3. It is, like I said, a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be part of that call as well, at least in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any questions you may have and, of course, introduce you to your client interview technician. Glenn, if I am on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, if I am on a call when they're ready to call you, they will call you on their own. Of course, they'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess really even if I am, I did want to add a little bit of added security here for you, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with A-Plus Handyman Cedar Park, even if it's you, Glenn, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to provide the answer to the security question. And then even more important, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or Local Splash, they're going to need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. And they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Hagerstown, Maryland. Home of Little League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then, I have to type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set and squared away there. Now, like I said, once we are able to process the payment, and like I said, you might just need to alert your bank that you're authorizing that transaction. Once the payment is processed on our end, that is when our automated system will send you the confirmation email. It will also send an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then there will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It's going to ask you to click on that link, and then at the bottom, it's just going to want you to type in your name as it appears. It might be easier to copy and paste it, but if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. There is the middle initial of H, but not a period after the H, so it needs to be an exact match of how it appears in that email. Once you've got that name in the box, it's going to ask you to click confirm signature. Now, that's going to do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit and make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll also receive an additional email kind of just to help us expedite the process of verifying your business. There will be a link there that you can click on. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but it's going to ask if you can send us photos relating to your business, your service vehicle, any equipment that you have, and things like that, tools, etc. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end as far as I can go at this point. Like I said, at this point, it looks like you may need to contact your bank to kind of inform them that we are attempting to process that payment of $299. I'll give it a good half hour or so. Your client interview is not till this afternoon. But as soon as we're able to, we'll get that confirmation email sent out to you as well. Okay?
Awesome. And just to clarify, so the name I am to enter is Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, capital G, space, H, capital H,
correct,
middle name, space, Van, V-A-N, capital V, space, Sickle, S-I-C-K-L-E.
Correct, capital S. S, of course. That is exactly correct. And yes, no period after the middle initial H, but that is exactly correct. Oh, the other thing I wanted to remind you, once you enter it in and click confirm signature, it will ask you to put in a username and a password. Once you do see that, you know that you have submitted that form correctly, and you can actually stop right there. At that point, it's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Once we do your client interview, that way we'll have the information to track. Maybe in a day or so, you will receive both your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can always change the password if you like. Some people never do. In fact, I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite, just more for your records, and this is for your client interview. In fact, it's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. It will have your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your username is your phone number. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers itself. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on our end. Like I said, I'll give it a little bit of time and then attempt to process that payment. Your client interview is scheduled at 3 o'clock. As long as there's no issues processing that payment before then, you should receive that phone call a few minutes after 3. And like I said, if I'm available when they are ready to call you, I'll be on that call in the beginning. Just in case I'm not, though, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. And, again, your name is Paul Gordon?
Correct. Yeah, G-O-R-D-O-N, and my first name is Paul.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Paul. I greatly appreciate it, and I look forward to doing business.
Thank you, too, Mr. Sickle. Like I said, once we are able to process that payment, you'll receive those emails. But other than that, we're looking forward to speaking with you later on this afternoon.
And for whatever reason, if we don't get that payment through, just give me a call. I'll give you another card. We'll take care of it.
No problem. So like I said, if we have no issues, we'll call you at 3. If not, I'll call you maybe within the hour or so.
Awesome. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Glenn. Real pleasure speaking with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.